Dobro večer ljudi, dobrodošli, bend Afera, Srebrenica, jel se čujemo? Pričite malo vini, slobodno!
Up in the hills just above Srebrenica, in a small field, rock band Afera is playing for a small crowd of local bikers. It's a Saturday evening. It's the last day of a week-long festival called Days of Srebrenica. Afera isn't just a rock band. It is Srebrenica's only multi-ethnic music band. And that is special in this small town where Bosnian Muslims and Serbs have a painful history together.
My name is Miroslav Andrić. I'm from Srebrenica. I'm 22 years old. My main jobs are like working in my father's restaurant, working with kids with special needs. But the greatest and the biggest... biggest thing I really like to do is playing music. I'm bass player in a band named Afera, the band from Srebrenica, and the band which we are speaking right now.
Muamer Čivić, 20 years old, guitar player and singer, band Afera. I work with children too, teach them how to play electric guitar, and I live in Srebrenica.
Before the concert, I sit down with two band members, Miroslav, a Bosnian Serb, and Muamer, a Bosnian Muslim.
It's four people. Mm-hmm. It's a drummer, Faruk Smajlović, it's a keyboard, Radoje Marković, Miroslav bass, and me, guitar and sing.
Muamer Čivić is the lead singer and guitarist. He brought the band together. For him, the ethnic background of his fellow musicians doesn't have any meaning. He chose his colleagues based on their musical skills, not their ethnic background. Miroslav agrees.
I think the main point of our band is that we don't have borders. The only border which we have is earth and sky. We don't see any relationships between us, you know, like nations, ethnic, or this, that doesn't exist. It just matters the soul of that guy. And they was the first sign that they tried to send some, let's name it, like better vibration from this sound, something better. They said that there is culture, there is music, there is people who are mixed and we are working together, and we want to show to other people that everything is possible.
Srebrenica is now a mixed town, with an estimated 50% Bosnian Muslims and 50% Serbs. People living here are used to living together. Children go to school together. But, that said, the past has not been forgotten. In 1995, Srebrenica, a Muslim safe haven, fell into the hands of the Bosnian Serb troops led by General Ratko Mladic. What followed was the darkest period in modern history. 8,000 Muslim men and boys were executed within a few days. Years later, the mass murder was ruled a genocide. It has been dubbed the worst atrocity in Europe since the Second World War. Lead singer Muamer, then 11 years old, had fled Srebrenica with his mother by that time. He didn't return until 2009 along with his mother.
This is my town, this is where I belong. It's all my history here. And I want to be my future here. I feel like when I was in Tuzla, in Sarajevo, I always dreaming to come back here and do something here. That's more important.
He takes me to his favorite place, the countryside outside the town, up a mountain. He walks here every morning to stay healthy. Srebrenica was once a thriving tourist destination with a spa because of the healing waters that spring from this mountain. But it is now destroyed and abandoned.
Skin water. You can use this water for have a better skin, a new skin, you know. If you have something, yeah, you know, if you use every day, it's going to be changes.
It's sad, he says. The war destroyed this place, and in the past 20 years, too little has happened to rebuild Srebrenica.
We got something nobody else in the world don't have, and we don't use it. It's absurd. It's mad. you know.
For young people, there's not much to stay in Srebrenica for. There are no jobs. Even today, many leave Srebrenica as soon as they can. Muammer did the opposite. He came back, but he's disappointed by what he sees. He wrote a song about it. While walking through the forested mountains, he sings it for me. It is called Nobody Opens Windows Anymore.
There is no music like in old days in town or by entry wall. There's no familiar faces in this town, the town where I was born. Here I am.
Back in the town, inside Muammer's home, the band comes together to prepare for tonight's concert. His mother makes Turkish coffee on the stove.
Hello.
Keyboard player Rade Markovic arrives. Rade is one of Muammer's best friends. He doesn't live in Srebrenica anymore, but in Serbia, just across the border. Every time the band comes together, Rade stays over at Muammer's place.
My brother, my brat. Brat, kako se kaže. Mi smo ko brać.
Brat. Braće.
Pa da, to je to.
Braće, small brother.
Tako si očamo, da.
Rade is Orthodox Christian and goes to church. Muammer is Muslim and goes to the mosque. He once more emphasizes that for them, there are no problems about belonging to different religions.
Rock and roll is culture.
Because in the end, he says, it's only rock and roll that counts.
Osjećam čudnu bol na usnama. Nisam te ljubio već 7 dana.
Muammer doesn't feel like talking about the war anymore. Every year, around the commemoration of the genocide in July, Srebrenica fills up with foreign guests and journalists. He is sick of answering the same questions every time, he tells me.
People watch us like live witness. I'm here and my life is to be witness for different people who came here. And they say, please tell us about war. So the next day, please tell us about war. So I'm witness. No, I'm not witness. I'm guitar player. I'm live in here in my town and I want to have life.
For him and many others, life must go on. And perhaps, finally, people are starting to see that the future deserves more attention than the past.
Because we have another problems, huge problems. So now we are like, don't talk about that, let's stuck in the war. So that's the, like our problem, war and pest. Not future, not now. Only pest. That's Bosnia, that's Srebrenica. Past, future, no. Future is taboo.
Meanwhile, Muammer and the other members of rock band Afera are trying to show another side of Srebrenica, one of hope and reconciliation. And with their music, they hope to show others, mostly the younger generation, that it is worth staying in Srebrenica and building a future together, irrespective of the past and irrespective of what religion or ethnicity you might belong to. Mitra Nazar for DW in Srebrenica.